You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oi, oi, Don, my aching body. Oh, my gosh. Remember Rocky Balboa, I am not? Well, you know, running circles around a 16-year-old, you're going to end up a little bit sore. But this is the kind of pain that actually I like. You know the difference between pain and a good kind of pain?
Right.
We used to do that when I was working out hard and everything, and you'd be hurting and sore, but you'd always say, well, that's a good kind of pain. I like that kind of pain. And, of course, that's different than the kind of pain a lot of people suffer from and a lot of the pain that I had in my young life. But the good kind of pain, I can deal with. Soreness, muscle soreness, aches and pains from working out hard, no problem. As I said, we got to keep our muscles moving, keep the body strengthened and challenged, or challenged and strengthened, not necessarily in that order, because we were designed to be out working the fields, running the land, whatever we're not doing now. So when we do it, we can get a little bit sore working our way back into it. But feeling good, just a little bit of a good kind of sore. Did some more boxing workouts as well. But there's a report out there in the news about 100 million people. More than 100 million people are suffering lasting pain. Do you have pain on your mind? Do you have pain on your body? Do you have pain in your body? That's really the biggest motivating factor. At some points in my life, certainly pain was a great motivator. Some people have said, and I agree, pain is actually the great purifier of God, right? You want to be purified, ow, you know, by fire, literal or figurative. I guess you could call it biblically figurative. I don't know, but there's a lot of things that are good about pain. They to some degree, makes you feel alive to a degree. But when we're talking about chronic pain that won't go away, back pain that is so intense, I've described the back pain that I've had. Don, you remember the story. This is before we had our first child. I had reached over to pick up a bike and I hardly got down to reach the bike, and down I was. I was on the ground outside. This was many years ago now, but it was a pain I will never forget. My lower back was literally on fire. My whole support system had just given out on me. I could feel that pain today. I mean, not literally, but the memory is so. Do you have an experience like that? You ever have an experience like that is so deeply now embedded, you can never forget it? I mean, I don't ever want to go back there again. I don't understand how people have recurrent low back pain, because it must not be bad enough, because if it were, you wouldn't want it ever again, and you'd do anything you can to fix it. And I, at that point, I did. I called up a doctor buddy of mine. His name was Woody. He was from West Africa, a dear friend of mine, Alawodi, and we called him Woody because we're Americans and we give nicknames to everybody. It's kind of like I have a friend, Rolf Christian, you know, and we used to call him RC. You know, at first he was insulted by that years ago. He'd met, you know, on my many tours of Europe when I was younger, and I would travel and backpack and met a lot of people. And I just love some of my best friends from Germany, and they're so rigid, right? I know this is a generalization. Bear with me here. I'm telling a story. You know, rigid. The guy would not eat pizza without a fork and a knife. This is how regimented he was. And we had to loosen him up, man. And, of course, having a full name, I won't even go into the full name. But basically, it was like, forget this crazy long name you have. You're RC. And, you know, after a while, he understood. At first, he was a little upset by it because names were, you know, very important. But it was he realized it's a term of endearment when you get a nickname. So just funny how these cultural differences are. How did I get onto that? I'm not even sure. But yes, Aloe Woody. So my doctor friend could have prescribed for me the most powerful narcotic drugs. And I am not a guy that likes drugs. You know that of me. And I said, Doc Woody, you got to get me something here. I don't want drugs. This pain is unbearable. I cannot move. If I move wrong, even when I wasn't moving, this was a kind of pain where it was constantly painful. You couldn't find a comfortable position. I mean, I almost have tears in my eyes thinking about what I went through. And I'm not doing this for a sob story effect. No, it's just to impact maybe empathy for those that are in that kind of pain and what you go through. I was in such pain that I understood for the first time in my life what it was like to want to commit suicide. And no, I didn't. And I didn't even try. That's not the point. But the point is, I could feel empathy for people that have said they're in so much pain they want to end their life. I could understand that. It's not something I wish on anybody, but I did understand it from that point forward, because if you can imagine being in that level of pain and not knowing if it would ever go away, yes, even you love life, you love your family, but it's so intolerable and unbearable. And I don't know if this is the kind of pain that 100 million people are suffering in this article. And I have it linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. Also, are you getting the newsletter updates? I hope so. From naturalnewsradio.com. Put your email address in there. You'll get the updates every day. I link to the stories and different topics and guests that I have on the show. And it's a great way to just kind of see through the news. It's kind of like the reprogramming I had to go through in my young life to understand that the news was, filled with lies or half-truths. And it was kind of directing us all toward a drug culture. And now, now that I'm able to see through it, I want to help anybody who's willing and able to do so to do the same and better. So please do. And you'll come back to robertscottbell.com and plug in there. Comment on things. Call me with your questions or comments at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-BELL. So I'm talking to Woody, and he says, listen, I've had that kind of pain, because he had back pain like that too, and I remember. And he said, there's nothing I can give you that will touch it. And that was surprising to me, even from my buddy who's a doctor, that he wouldn't just say, here's a script. But he had been through. He says, listen, what you're going through is so bad, it's not even going to touch it. And I, at that point, I believed him. I was like, oh, man, now what do I do? And what did I end up doing? My wife took me to a dear friend who was a doctor of chiropractic, a very gifted healer. He's in Italy now. But I went in, crawled in. I mean, I could go into horrific detail of the things I went through in this time frame. God bless my wife. She took care of me in ways you can't imagine. And then we got there. I crawled in and I walked out. Now, I wasn't over. It wasn't over by a long shot. I mean, this was a couple of days into it at least, and I still had a lot of weakness. I have to be very careful, and I was, oh my gosh, the most frightening thing ever, to lose literally your physical ability to move freely without your warrior concern that the next moment you would be taken out and you'd be down on the floor begging for mercy. This is the kind of pain. I was literally begging for mercy with this kind of pain. And so I continued with the treatment and continued to strengthen. But obviously, it was a lot, I say obviously to me or my wife now, but a lot of bad biomechanical issues for many, many years. It's sort of like you get micro traumas that are sort of undiagnosed, subclinical. You might have a twinge here and you don't pay attention to it. And of course, much of my young life I spent taking nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. I've talked about the fact that I had the inflammation of the tendons, tendonitis as a child in elementary school. And so I had a lot of the history of musculoskeletal weakness that I had to work through on top of so many other ailments that I suffered with. And so this was really a crescendo moment. It was in my, mid-20s, I think, maybe late 20s, somewhere in there. And that point was another turning point. Now, there were a lot of transitions for me coming from youth to young adulthood to adulthood, being married, thinking about having children. And there were emotional issues as well. This is the thing. I talk a lot, of course, occasionally about the physiological underpinnings of disease. Okay, let's say I had liver congestion. Let's say I was eating too much animal protein for my body type or my activity levels. I wasn't a farmer. I wasn't working the land. I was mostly sedentary in my job, as a homeopath and learning and studying as well. And I think this was even before radio at that point. So for me, it wasn't, if I just relate it to pure physiology, yes, we can say, yes, metabolic waste. Yes, uric acid could have been basically not being processed appropriately by the body could have been affecting the skeletal system, weakening it over time. But certainly bad biomechanics, bending down, not with your knees, right? Bending over. They always say, don't bend over with the low back, right? But you're young. You can get away with it until a certain point. You know, you've basically that one last straw. And so when I was reaching for that bicycle at that point in time to pick it up, that was the one last straw. It wasn't the bike that really did it. I didn't even put much weight on it. It was just that one hit, boom, gone, out. And yet there were emotional things that I recognized only in retrospect that were bringing or precipitating that on. You know, understand that we're not just physical beings. We have an emotional body as well. And I was fearing at that point for my future, the foundations for my future. I was young, newly married, thinking about having children, new adventures in a career, in a job, you know, learning about homeopathy, leaving some of the other things I was doing. And literally, it was playing itself out in my body, that just as though I was afraid of losing my support system. How would I support myself economically, financially, a family? It played itself out physiologically in that low back, in the sacrum, in that area, that support system of the entire body. And I guess that's the other aspect of holistic health and healing, is that, you know, when you go in, sometimes when you go in for a pain, it's not just, oh, I hit my finger with a hammer. That's why it hurts. There can be things that are rooted deep in your history, things that you have forgotten, things that you have buried, the traumas. We talk about emotional traumas or even abuse in childhood. Could be physical abuse, could be emotional or sexual abuse. These things play themselves out in very different ways in everybody's body. And so I had the emotional concern for the future and the finances and, of course, bad biomechanics. You combine all of that and bam, you get this out of the blue thing. What did I do? I didn't do anything, doc. I barely bent over and this went out. And, of course, if you maintain the level of mystery, you just take the drug, or maybe they suggest surgery. We can repair you surgically. And I don't know if you've read anything about back surgery. And in many cases, what you end up with is as bad or worse than what you started with. And if you go into the chiropractic model, there are different viewpoints in chiropractic. Some are what they call rack and crack. I mean, it's kind of a crude way of saying it. Others are more subtle, energetic. And of course, where I went was much more subtle and energetic, but also utilized some level of force and some tools and to work around the musculature as well. But it was a miraculous recovery in the span of even one interaction. And there are doctors of chiropractic and there are osteopathic doctors, physicians that are also trained similar, that can do wonders for your physiology. But those that really understand will go much deeper than the physiology. And they'll look at you as emotional and even spiritual beings and start questioning all of these things, much like I have to do in homeopathy. I can't just look at your physical body. I mean, yes, it can give me great indication. Your symptoms will tell me a lot about what's going on. But now I know so much, as you do this for years and years, about what the symptoms are telling me about the things that are hidden beneath those symptoms, either physiologically, emotionally, or otherwise, mentally as well. And so healing becomes much more than looking for the next great cure. What's the next great painkiller, right? Which, you know, I'm all for the natural pain reducers and inflammation reducers. So when I read about this report, and I've got it linked through, it's on Fox News, about 100 million people suffering lasting pain. These are the things that go through my mind. So in this article, it says that there are 116 million in the U.S. alone, adults that experience these long-lasting pains that linger for weeks to months. Again, I don't understand that. When I had that, I was like, I want to be one and done. I don't want to have to go through this again. But then again, there's so many people that are largely ignorant of the options out there. You know, I've got dear friends that I've worked with over the years, and they know me. They know what I'm all about, but they continue to insist that they can take non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs to reduce their pain and precipitate 100 other problems in their lives. But it's too easy, I guess, to take the drug as opposed to doing what I did. But again, you know, here, my life, my mission was perhaps different than someone who's more or less doesn't think about healing in the way I do or the way you do. But the healthcare system, they say, is poorly prepared to treat these people with long-lasting pain. That's where we're seeing all this problem with addiction, pain-killing addiction. And, now the Stasi-like pretenders in government to detect what are the prescribing patterns of doctors. Are they abusing this? Are the people abusing this? And of course, if they would just free up the botanicals to be truthful about what they do, we know that we have answers to just about everything. And I'm going to go through some of them. Don't worry. I'm going to go through some of them. But there are a lot of ailments that can trigger lingering pain. In the article, it references arthritis. Of course, that's very common, musculoskeletal inflammation. In fact, I'm going to take a call on rheumatoid arthritis and how that impacted one person's skeletal system. And we'll talk again about how to undo that. That'll be fascinating. But they list cancer. Cancer can trigger a lot of pain. Spine problems, right? That was mine, a spinal issue at that point. Digestive disorders can be very painful. You see, I had a lot of these things. Thank God, no cancer, but I know I was on the road to cancer early in life when I figured out a different way to go to basically correct it before I had it, which is a heck of a lot easier than correcting it once it manifests in the body. But whatever the cause, here in the article, it says chronic pain costs the nation more than heart disease in medical bills, sick days, and lost productivity. Anywhere from $560 to $635 billion a year. So what they're focal pointing in the article is about a moral imperative to reduce pain, to integrate it into insurance and medical group. But there's no moral imperative to communicate to you that there are other ways to go besides drugs. No, they don't want you to know that. Any more than they want you to know that chiropractic isn't even about back pain. You know, the reality is it's so much more. By restoring integrity of the neurological function and system of the body, it could relate to allergies and other neurological things, but a whole host of things, everything related to the communication tools and systems of the body. And, you know, in the same way they try to suppress information on dietary supplements and how they can reduce or relieve pain and other things, they want to say chiropractic is only about back pain. Well, again, it is so much more. For those that are gifted in that field, they're wonderful, wonderful, wonderful practitioners, as well as the osteopaths that are not drug heads, because there are some osteopaths that have to compensate because they think they're not as good as MDs. The osteopaths that really honor their training are better than MDs, in my opinion. Okay, here I go. This is no slight on my MD buddies, but I love the DOs out there that have integrated their holistic training into their livelihood instead of abandoning it for drugs. But they're viewing it as a critical issue in the United States. This is according to Dr. Philip Pizzo of Stanford University, who chaired this months-long probe. Now, when I come back, I'm going to go more into these issues on pain and healing. I'm going to take a phone call on an issue related to rheumatoid arthritis. I'm going to review what I have found that rheumatoid arthritis is and not what we have been told it is, because they say we don't know. Well, we do know. We know here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is where you come for health, freedom, and liberty and healing. And a little later, I've got my good friend Bill Stanton coming back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Wow, that's going to be fun. We have a blast when we're together. 866-939-BELL, robertscottbell.com. Rocking the health world. More after this. Say thanks to my sponsors.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver Gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Topic one, first hour here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yes, it is pain. I'm just experiencing pain. Ow, on the break. Ow, just reminding me what I'm talking about. And of course, there are many, many reasons for pain to occur in the body. Positive pains, of course, dealing with overexertion or exercise exertion, where you're pushing the envelope a little bit of your body. And that's a healthy kind of thing, is even lactic acid builds up in the muscles, has to be flushed out and get through the soreness, and you rebuild and you repair the breakdown of muscle tissue. But there are so many metabolic causes for these pains. Primary among them, I mentioned earlier, liver congestion over time. When you can't process these metabolic wastes, they tend to accumulate. And if you have the body type, will accumulate in the skeletal system. That'll create problems in the arthritic rheumatism type form or family, if you will. And this, of course, has led to the introduction or the addiction to non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, of which are so, so dangerous. We've covered these issues for many years on the Robert Scott Bell Show, along with Dr. Bitar on our Advanced Medicine Mondays. We talk about liver and kidney failure associated with NSAIDs. And then they stepped it up to even, you know, we've got the opiate drugs, which are very addicting. And I remember as a child being given some of these things for pain, but it created such nausea in me, I couldn't tolerate them. And, you know, you kind of wish that the pain would be taken away, but it didn't work. So I realized it wasn't much of an option for me to go that direction. And then they came up with a brilliant idea. We've identified the COX-2 pathway of inflammation and pain. And so they found things that would inhibit it, right? The COX-2 inhibiting drugs. And they talk about the Vioxx, which killed tens of thousands of people in the West here in America before it was finally pulled off. Then they still allow another COX-2 inhibiting drug. From Pfizer, known as Celebrex. There is no celebrating Celebrex because it is the similar drug that is precipitating these cardiovascular events even today. But it's okay. They're approved by the government. The FDA says, hey, Pfizer, come on. You sponsor NASCAR cars. You can't be all bad. Bring it on. You got that blue pill. People love your blue pill. So we're just going to let that Celebrex slide on by. You can keep it out there. Did they put a black box warning label on it? And if so, did you even read it? How many times have I done stories about patients being given drugs with black box warning labels? The patients didn't even know that that existed. How dangerous those drugs are. Yes, they might be able to reduce pain temporarily, but a very, very high cost. Instead, I look to restore the liver. Now, if we want to talk about reduction of inflammation, EPA and DHA, the essential fats, whether you're getting them from cod liver oil or fish oil or other forms of essential fats, flax oil as well. These oils are so critical in reducing and also stimulating regeneration of healthy new tissue as well. Talk about that. Stem cell production, utilizing silver. I'll get into that in a little bit. But reducing pain, very critically important. Any of these things that can reduce inflammation can also have that benefit of reducing pain, like curcumin. You've heard about curcumin here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We talked about that. I can't even go into all the things that can reduce pain, whether it be other methods of acupuncture, whether it be simple levels of hydration and remineralization, and of course, increasing detox pathways of elimination, liver congestion. Now, when I deal with a lot of these arthritic pains, which is so common, we utilize in homeopathic terms, poison ivy. You heard of poison ivy? Yeah. It's a great remedy called Rus Toxicodendron. It's indicated very widely for rheumatism, arthritis, pains. I've seen it in action. It tends to have the ability somehow to stimulate the metabolism, to gather up these metabolic wastes that are stuck in the tissues, the bones, the cartilage, the tendons, the muscles, and start pulling them out. Then you may want to indicate the use of blood purifiers, things that will help your blood to carry these things safely to the liver for processing, to convert the uric acid to the salt of the acid, the sodium urate to the urine, to get it excreted easily and readily by the kidneys. These are things we could do with homeopathic medicine. When you see rheumatism arthritis type remedies, you can go to King Bio. You'll find them. They'll have the Rustox in there. They'll have Ruta. They'll often have colchicum. And they'll also have benzoicum acidum, right? These are all remedies that I know that can help people to reduce pain by addressing the metabolism, the reasons why pain exists in the body. But then there are much more severe issues. And by the way, if you're going to do something like the cod liver oil fish oil, see if you can get your EPA DHA levels upwards of 3 grams. Remember, gosh, back early on when we did the show, started cranking it up here on Natural News Radio, I did a number of shows where I interviewed a lot of medical experts in the field of essential fats and how they would utilize it, even physicians, orthopedists, to reduce pain. Right, the chief neurosurgeon, the guy from Pittsburgh Steelers, not Ultra Maroon. Here I go with Bugs Bunny again. Dr. Joseph Maroon talked about utilizing 3 grams or more of fish oil to reduce pain and inflammation, better than NSAIDs, better than COX-2 inhibiting drugs. I'd say chunk out your Celebrex, but I'm afraid what it'll do to the environment. Can we send it to the moon? Of course, we might affect the Autobots on the moon. Okay, that's all right. Movie joke. Anyway, this is something that I want to get into further, but first I want to stop, take a call here, because there's a call related to this very issue. It's a little long and drawn out, but I think it will paint a picture that I can help maybe anybody out there that's yet to understand this, make it simple as possible so that the pain you experience is no longer a mystery and so that you'll have a pathway out. And this includes those of you suffering with fibromyalgia, right? Chronic fatigue. It all relates to everything. So let's run that call right now for me, Don, will you? Thanks.
Hi, Robert. My name is Patty. I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm 54. I have rheumatoid arthritis, and it seemed to have been triggered from both my pregnancies. I've always thought it was some hormonal disruption of some sort, but my kids are 17 and 19, and the doctors back then thought I was crazy. For the last 3 years, I've been supplementing and not taking any medication as far as prescribed medication, just strictly supplements, and I've been doing wonderful. Feel better than ever. The problem, though, is throughout all the rest of those years, severe damage has happened to my joints. In particular, now I've got one elbow that has, according to a San Francisco doctor, there's just no cartilage left in the elbow. So my question is, what is being done? I understand what is being done for cartilage replacement is my question, in particular with the elbow. I understand that there's things that they do for knees and other body parts, joints, but I never hear anything about the elbow. And here where I live in Marin County, the doctors here don't even work on the elbow as far as elbow replacement surgery, which is my option, my one and only option, which is a prosthesis. And I'm not involved. I really don't want to do that. I've had this for about a year and a half, and I would be very interested, I'm sure others with rheumatoid arthritis, we would love to know what's being done for cartilage replacement. Thank you very much. I appreciate this time. Bye-bye.
Patty, that was a load of stuff you unloaded on me here, but we're going to try and take it piece by piece. First and foremost, well, actually, I'm going to jump right in because you said elbow replacement was my one and only option. Well, according to the doctors, that may be true, but that's within the field of allopathic medicine. There may be other options available to you. I suppose that's why you called, right? That there might be something else going on here, and I would say there definitely is. Now, going back to the original, you're in your 50s. And you say you have rheumatism or rheumatoid arthritis at this point, following pregnancies. Now, that's a clue right there. That's what I call a clue. You know, we've talked to my friend Christopher Barr about nutritional and nutrient mineral deficiencies. The fact is, pregnancies can take a lot out of you. Ladies, if you're not replenishing those minerals, they are going to be taken from you and given to that developing child so it has the best chance of survival. And in the case of losing minerals, key ones are lost, and those also result in metabolic dysfunction. In other words, you can't do the things you were designed to do. We talk about pathways of elimination. Detox pathways are corrupted. One of the biggest things that is lost during pregnancy for women that don't know how to replace it is the GTF chromium molecules. Not synthetic chromium, I mean the real chromium that was been removed from so many of the foods. And that chromium is critical for, of course, energy utilization. It's critical for chromosomal protection. And of course, when we talk about liver function, it is also critical for liver function and detoxification. So it's not unusual, if you've been through a number of pregnancies, to have other things pop up, not out of mystery or not just because you've gotten old, but literally you've been depleted in certain key minerals that we need to replenish. Now, in terms of rheumatoid arthritis, it's interesting. You mentioned that supplements were helping you, but now that you've got severe joint damage and no cartilage in your elbow, it might be too late. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But I always think that there is an option for regenerative medicine, regeneration. And I'm not talking about synthetic FDA-approved medicine, but putting things in that actually stimulate regeneration of healthy new cells and tissue into localized areas. And systemically as well. But if we think about the integrity of the skeletal system, was it last week we did a pretty intensive hour on the mineral silica or silicon and getting it in the right food state form, how that was so critical for restoration of integrity of the skeletal system. Now, I'm going to come back to that, but I want to relate to you the rheumatoid arthritis perspective that I have as a homeopath, as someone holistically trained that looks at the body as something quite intelligent. That it actually knows what it's doing. Yes, indeed. And in fact, that's where I'm going to go next. I'm going to take a quick break here. We are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, a special pain-focused hour. And we're going to be reducing, eliminating that pain, not by shutting down receptor sites or shutting down the nervous system, but by eliminating the need or the reason for the pain in the first place. But first, we're going to go through the lineage, if we will, of rheumatoid arthritis as I understand it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay with me. Lots more healing to go after this break. Thank you for being here.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Okay, so we're at the point of discovery of maybe some different perspectives, right? New mindset on what autoimmune diseases are, what rheumatoid arthritis is, because We got Patty calling up, and she's at her seemingly her wit's end, realizing maybe all I have is elbow replacement, if they even do that, or some form of other option. I'm thinking, well, there might be some good news for you, Patty, but it's not going to be necessarily easy, but it can be done. But I've got to look at the rheumatoid arthritis context, autoimmunity. Why would the immune system attack itself? I mean, I don't mean attack its own immune cells per se, but attack the cells of the body that are supposed to be you, right? Self and non-self. That's basic immunology 101. Your immune system knows what's you and knows what's not you. Well, how does it somehow attack you? Because you is no longer you. Robert, can you confuse me anymore? What do you mean you is no longer you? What is me and not me? Well, if you have these metabolic deficiencies, you have nutrient deficiencies, you have chronic inflammation, chronic pain, the cells are screaming out, hey, help me out here. And no, I don't have a deficiency of Vioxx, Celebrex, or aspirin, or ibuprofen, or acetaminophen. But something's gone wrong. The cells are crying out. That's what pain is. It's a warning signal. It's a communication tool to the cells. Say, hey, you're running this machine wrong. We need better food. You need to help us detoxify, but you ignore it because you're trained and grown and programmed just like I was allopathically. And so we take the non-steroidals or other things. And, of course, the cell's screaming out in pain saying, hey, we need to clean our act. We can't detoxify. We don't have any selenium. We can't produce enough glutathione. We're not, you know, eating whey protein, whatever. You know, we can't clean the cells. The cells become corrupted. It's kind of like a, you know, listen, you put your garbage out back or around front, pretty soon your house is not going to be recognizable. It'll stink to high heavens, and people in the neighborhood are going to want to, you know, do something to your house to clean you up, clean it up. And similar to the way your cells get gummed up, junked up with pollutants and toxins, and then they become susceptible to microbial attack. And of course, it corrupts the cells. If the cells were, just for imagination purposes, a perfect, beautiful sphere, after years and years of abuse, of deficiency and toxicity, those cells are going to be craggly looking out, oblong and abnormally misshapen, devoid of the recognition of what was formerly you. And so your immune cells go, hey, what the heck is that? That's not me. And after a while, they say, well, we got to do something about those cells. And so your immune system begins to attack what we call itself. In other words, it begins to attack the cells of your body that were formerly one way, now they're another, and now they no longer appear as self to your immune system. So your immune system, by God, is doing the right thing. It's what it's designed to do. And the stupid doctors go in there and they give you these drugs, Cox 2 and it, whatever, to shut down the pain, the information, the communication, shoot out the warning light, pull out the warning light wires, whatever. In the meantime, sending you deeper down into toxicity and deficiency with more autoimmune responses. And then, of course, they give you, you know, methotrexate, prednisone, whatever, to shut down your immune response, thinking that it's your immune system that's gone wrong when it's not. Your immune system has gone right. Your cells have gone wrong. And what we want to do, of course, is restore integrity to self. But that's just, no, that's just too bizarre a concept, Robert. We can't, what do you mean restore integrity to self? Yeah, acknowledge that what you have been putting into the body ain't been the best stuff. And it's accumulated a lot of bad stuff that needs to get out. And so my focal point and goal in recognizing the pain, inflammation, and the spiraling pattern of downturn that seemingly never ends until you're exhausted and shut down and rife with cancer is to restore integrity to self. It's to give the body all that it's designed to get and give it in a form that it can actually assimilate it. And it's to eliminate that which doesn't belong there, whether it be simple metabolic waste like uric acid or foreign toxic inflammatory components from the petrochemical industry or the drug industry. Or the GMOs and all of these things that have damaged our intestinal tract. You see how it all relates to everything. Chronic inflammation in the gut, access to your body to things that shouldn't be in your body, including the heavy metals as such. All of these creating chronic inflammatory cascades that never end until you're either exhausted of natural causes or you're exhausted because you're drugged to death by your doctor to shut down your immune system that has begun to attack, for instance, in rheumatoid arthritis, your skeletal cells. Am I lecturing here, Don? I'm sorry. I don't want people to suffer with pain. And I just think the information has not gotten out there in this way. Just a simple common sense scenario to understand this. It's really simple. I can talk to a fourth grader about this. They'll get it. Yeah, I know. I'll stop overthinking it and just carry on because I think this is going to be very beneficial to a lot of people, particularly Patty here. So we look at pain differently. We look at it as an appropriate body response to something that's inappropriate, that shouldn't be there. Let's increase detoxification. If it be coffee enemas, if it be increasing your selenium levels, like we've talked about so many times, if it be, let's see, what else you could do? Herbal Ayurvedic detoxification, beet juice. You know, there are so many ways. Detoxification formulas in homeopathic medicine. Again, in combination with the rheumatism arthritis type remedies that I've already mentioned. Now we're going to increase the pathways of open them up of elimination, and we're going to start restoring integrity to self. But what is the critical trace mineral to restore integrity to self, to cells of the skeletal system? It's silicon. It's silica. Go back and listen to my it's archived with Chris Barr. You'll see a title there from last week, and you will hear all about why silica is so critical for the connective tissue. Restoring integrity to the skeletal system even more so than calcium, which is so overprescribed, it's to the increase in pain, to increase in calcification. Yes, we want to increase magnesium and potassium and boron and these other things, these trace elements. And I'll tell you, in my mother's case, she had the beginnings of phases of osteoporosis. She was losing bone density. And they wanted to put her on, you know, Boniva or whatever they tried to sell her on. And mom's on no drugs. She calls me first, smart mom. And we put her on what? Silica, high doses of silica. I had her on, I think, at least 12 a day of the silicon we talked about here from choosetobehealthy.com, the Alta Health product silica. But I also put her on the Garden of Life. Is it a grow bone system? These are all whole food nutrients, including a form of calcium that is much more assimilable and living so it doesn't create problems. And, of course, I had her on some homeopathic medicine, some of which I've told you about, to address this situation, but the silica was critical. I increased her cod liver oil intake up to, as I said, 3 grams or so a day for a while to reduce the pain that was she was suffering, the inflammation that was happening. And lo and behold, when she went back for the next bone scan of whatever they do there, those rheumatologists, sure enough, skeletal integrity, it was back. Her pain was gone. This is something anybody can tap into. For goodness sake, she's 76 and did this. And according to you, Patty, you're only 54. You can do this. Now, it's not a quick road when you have total destruction of the cartilage. But if we can increase the levels of silicon back into your system, the whole foods, like in the Garden of Life Grow Bone system, there are other whole food supplements that address the skeletal system as well. And then we increase detox pathways. We open up the liver and kidneys to remove the metabolic waste, and we stimulate that. There are miracles that can happen. Not because you're lucky, Patty, but because this is what occurs. Now, if I was getting into more innovation, I would look back into the silver hydrosol because it tends to stimulate. Not only does it downregulate cytokine storms, these inflammatory cytokines, but it also stimulates the stem cell production locally. And this is so critical for the recovery here. We're trying to accelerate stem cell production without having to harvest stem cells. Stem cells externally. And there are other things that can do that. You know, I've heard hyaluronic acid can do some things in there as well. How do we lubricate the joints as well? But there are a lot of things that may take some time, Patty, but if you can reduce or modulate the pain that you're feeling along the way and be patient with the recovery and regenerative system, there may be a very real possibility that you can do the impossible. That is, regenerate tissue in somebody that is 54. Of course, given the right set of circumstances, Patty, you cannot subsist on chemically grown or processed foods any longer. If you think you can, then just go back to the doctor for an elbow replacement now, and I've wasted my breath. But if you clean up what goes into your body, you take your cells out of the stress that they are under. The cellular stress, the fight or flight mode. You know, we talked about as well Bruce Lipton and his cellular biology, biology of belief in complementary medicine. We've got to get our cells out of inflammatory distress. We've got to put the healthy, clean, whole living foods back in, while we're encouraging, of course, the detoxification of the accumulation of waste. Now, of course, in chronic inflammation, we talk about gastrointestinal inflammation. Therein lies the secret of the Aloe Silver Protocol. Lest I have to go into that again, go back and listen to some of my archives. And Don, you're right. I'm going to have to do a full hour separate from the show. Maybe we can get it up on naturalnews.tv. I'll talk to Mike about that, go into the depth on the protocol. Maybe talking with some other docs on that subject matter, because it's too intense to cover that protocol every time. But it's simple. The 1 ounce of silver, 1 ounce of aloe, 3 times a day prior to meals. Do your probiotics at night for replenishment. Go 1, 2, 4, 6, 8 weeks, depending on severity of gastrointestinal things, and watch the miracle of nature. Watch your body respond accordingly and watch the healing of the gut occur and watch your digestion and assimilation come back online so you can actually assimilate the nutrients you're now putting in to rebuild your skeletal system. We can rebuild him. We have the technology. No, we have the whole foods. We have the silicon. You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show on naturalnewsradio.com. Talking pain, inflammation. Yes, you want to do acupuncture? Absolutely. Open up the pathways. The free flow of information is critical for your recovery. Because without that, your body doesn't know what to do. You shut it down, shoot out the warning light. Your body goes, I don't know what to do. Something's inflamed? I can't tell because my owner took a painkiller. It's killing us. We don't need to kill your liver and kidneys. We need to restore integrity to your cells, to self. And that is what we do here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. If I've gone too quickly on any of these things, I'll try and include them in the show notes as well, because I had planned to talk about pain today as it was. That phone call definitely stimulated some discussion here. Try to put as much as I can in the notes. If not, thank goodness this replays throughout the next 24 hours. And after that, it's available as a downloadable archive for free. Thanks to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, Natural News Radio, and all of the wonderful sponsors of the Robert Scott Bell Show. They make it possible. Please say thank you to them. And let's see what else I can do. I'll cover some more news stories after this, maybe some more related to pain. Who knows? Take a deep breath. Thanks to my sponsors. Coming right back after this.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's onestop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at onestop-health-shop.com. That's onestop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, focused on an hour of pain. Oh, my gosh. I hope it's not painful to your ears. I really do. I don't know. I mean, it kind of launches these ways. Sometimes they take a life on a life of their own. And I'm glad you're here with me to learn these things, because it's taken me a long time to learn them and apply them. And my challenge is really putting them out there in ways that are easy to digest, assimilate, and then excrete. Okay, normally. Now, in the case of pain, I don't want to only focus on rheumatism arthritis pain, or in this case, the rheumatoid arthritis. But what about fibromyalgia, the nonspecific pain all over the body? These are terrain diseases. And you know how exhausting it is to be in pain chronically, like those with fibromyalgia? I mean, I'm just remembering back to the time I had a few days of the most intense pain on planet Earth and, you know, recovered over time. It took some time to rebuild. I had to re-strengthen my muscles, retrain the biomechanics, all of those things. But also, I had to deal with the emotionality, the emotional underpinnings of what my fears were. Right. Yes. The fears that I had about the future, about financial security, all of those things, and how fear manifests in the body. It's different for everybody. But in my case, that was the blowout of the low back that led to, you know, a lot of changes in my life. In fact, it led to almost 9 months later, the birth of my child. I mean, it was literally a gift from heaven. My first child after that. So if I talk about pain being the great purifier of God, if I needed purification, I was going through it before I was worthy of having a child. I don't know. I mean, these are the things I consider and think about. I think everything's connected to everything. And so in the case of fibromyalgia, we have nonspecific pain all over the body. These are serious metabolic disorders. I have yet to meet the fibromyalgia sufferer that was not also heavy metal toxic and loaded with fat-soluble toxins that the body was desperately trying to get rid of but couldn't relinquish for any number of reasons. But the exhaustion is such a common feature, often with chronic fatigue. They call it CFIDS, chronic fatigue, as well as the fibromyalgia. And that exhaustion is evidence of, again, the loss of the chromium molecules, the GTF chromium. And we start getting the 100 micrograms of the GTF chromium three times, sometimes even four times a day in these cases. Well, if we don't do that, they don't have the energy to recover. I mean, they're so exhausted. They're so depleted. But we come back to the gastrointestinal tract. And we come back to also the microbial burden in these people. I mean, it's everything. It's a wholesale breakdown of the terrain that results in these painful conditions, some nonspecific, some specific. And yes, we have to heal the gut and the liver simultaneous, because these people with fibromyalgia as well, their gut health is not good. They have chronic inflammation. And all the things that comes from the chronic inflammation, they often have yeast overgrowth, candida albicans. So we come back to the homeopathic candida cleanses we've talked about with Dr. King on Healing Revolution Fridays and the Silver Aloe Protocol again. So many of these things repeat, but the basic things do because they work. And I trust that if I've gone too quickly over any of these things, or you want me to go further or different directions with a discussion of pain, you'll let me know either through Facebook or email or the phone calls, the 866-939-BELL. I'll see if I can get to all of these things. But today was I was really stimulated to do a little discussion on pain. Let's see what else is in the news, Don, here. Oh, here's an interesting story. This relates to – it actually kind of relates to this topic. It's not direct, but diet sodas don't help with dieting. Well, why do they call it diet sodas? Diet, you know, diet was something you just ate. It wasn't something you went on. But now, of course, diet sodas have been out for years with artificial sweeteners. And two new studies have linked drinking diet soda to poorer health compared with those who don't drink the beverage. As I've said this for years, particularly when you talk about aspartame, a.k.a. NutraSweet, NutraPoison, AminoSweet, we talk about increasing pain. You think about that? Pain? You want to increase your pain levels? Drink diet sodas. The breakdown components at 86 degrees Fahrenheit from aspartame includes formaldehyde. Oh, wow, that lovely carcinogen. What else do we have behind can number one? Formaldehyde. How about formic acid? Here's where you've got some interesting pain increasers, because formic acid is chemically identical, basically, to ant sting poison. You know, when you get an ant bite, formic acid. We have a homeopathic remedy for ant stings called Formica Rufa. And there you go, counteracting the stinging sensation. That can elevate pain levels throughout the body. This formic acid, which is one of those breakdown components. We talked about formaldehyde. We have to talk about methanol. Methanol is a cumulative alcohol, like wood alcohol. It can cause optic nerve blindness, can accumulate in the tissues, and it's not as it naturally occurs in a banana with the counteracting force of ethanol to methanol. So it's a mess, including a DKP, which is known to be a brain tumor-forming agent. So these diet sodas, finally, they're coming out with more studies. Like, we needed them here. So many years later, they actually acknowledged this. And they had a 70% increase in waist circumference. That's right. Diet sodas make you fat. You want to get fat? Diet sodas where it's at. Aspartame, right? The sad irony of these artificial sweeteners is that they're often sold to diabetics. Oh, this will be good for your blood sugar. It's not no glycemic impact. Come to find out that after 3 months, the mice that ate aspartame showed elevated blood sugar levels. Yes, these results suggest that heavy aspartame exposure might potentially directly contribute to increased blood glucose levels and thus contribute to the associations observed between diet soda consumption and the risk of diabetes in humans. And this is a guy from the professor of he's a professor of rheumatology and clinical immunology at the university. Because we're going to talk more autoimmunity with this. With these toxins coming in the body, you are going to have way more immune attacks because you're corrupting the cells of your body. Can't believe this actually was presented at the American Diabetes Association. They must have been freaking out because the ADA has been a great supporter of artificial sweeteners. Oh, they love you to get on. You know, they love saccharin before it. They love aspartame. They love chlorine-based sweeteners as well. But they don't like stevia, something with zero calories. Not that calories are the issue here, but the glycemic impact in this case. And so I've got this story linked up. Don, thanks for forwarding that to me. Diet sodas don't help with dieting. No, I call those diet death sodas. They belong in nobody's diet, in fact. Let's see, what else we have to wrap up here? Dozens of U.S. chicken plant workers hospitalized. Why is this? 5 workers exposed to chlorine gas at Tyson Foods? Tyson Chicken? They're in intensive care. 50 others remain hospitalized after an accident caused by the unintentional mixing of 2 chemicals. The accident, let's see, what are the chemicals? The CDC is in on chlorine gas! Dude, if you have to use chlorine gas in the production of your food, I don't think I'm eating it. What say you? What do you think? Don, you want to eat chlorine-infested chicken? I mean, that tells you how horrible the growing and processing environment is that you need chlorine gas. Basically, is it to purify or is it to kill the chickens? I don't know. It's certainly processing. But, I mean, you know, they're going to process the humans now. 45 more workers hospitalized after Monday, and some are in intensive care. 5 of them in intensive care. Jeez, man, this is scary stuff. Antimicrobial treatment in chicken production. That's right. That's what we need. More big chicken factories with more chlorine gases to kill the workers, much less the chickens or maybe even the people who eat them. Hey, listen, thanks for hanging with me in my first hour today, going into pain. I hope it hasn't been so painful. We've got a lot more on tap next hour, a lot of surprise topics we're going to jump into, bounce all around with my dear friend, Bill Stanton, nutritional expert. Known him for, gosh, now 25 years or more. This guy brings it. We're going to rock and roll the health world after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com, naturalnewsradio.com. Put in your email. You'll be alerted every day with all the updates and goings-on. In the meantime, I remind you, taking a quick breather here, but in the meantime, the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott,
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about total blueberry pomegranate cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
she was cool in me. Well, I am imagining a darkly place for your place on my place. Well, I'm not paralyzed, but I seem to be struck by you. I wanna make you move because you're standing still. If your body matches what your eyes can do, you'll probably move right through me on my way to you. I hold out for one more drink before.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, Don, did I ease your pain a bit last hour? Did I make it painful? I mean, you've heard my story on my back before. It was hard for me to even go through it. Every time I think about it, I want to cry.
Yeah, no, I'm doing fine.
Okay.
And trust me, I've had my share of situations and conditions that I've had to deal with very similar things. So,
all right. Well, you know, with thematically easing people's pain, I mean, that's a nice thing to do, although I recognize people's pain. It's an important part of who they are, and it teaches them, as it taught me, very, very important lessons in my life. So I don't take it away unless a person wants it gone. And then I still don't. I teach you how to unload it, right? You don't need it anymore. Fine. And a lot of these things. You don't need breast cancer anymore. Fine. Let's help you off of that, too. This hour is going to be cool. My old friend, guess what? Bill Stanton's coming back on. I don't think we've
had him. Bill.
Yeah, I don't think we've had him on since we've been on the Natural News Radio Network, have we?
I don't recall. We had him on so many times before.
Yeah.
All I can say is if you're listening and you're not familiar with Bill Stanton, stay tuned because it's a great interview.
Yeah, he's a blast, and we always ramp it up. The energy gets good. And we're going to cover toxicity, removing toxins, reducing inflammation, all of those things related to so many of the disease. And he does not shy away from smashing allopathic medicine. So we're going to have a good time with that. But first, you know, the first thing, allopathic medicine smashing itself now. Big story out of the New York Times. Breast cancer patients plead for Avastin approval. How many times have we talked about Avastin in the past year? It's been in the
news. It's one of those drugs that's had a lot of bad press.
Yeah.
You know, and it was, I thought it was going to go the way of Vioxx or something of that nature, but apparently that turns out that may not be the case.
Well, it should. $88,000 a year for the treatment that doesn't even work. And of course, we were the first on board to say that this is just crap. I mean, to use this form of chemotherapy against breast cancer when breast cancer is caused by chemotherapy, breast cancer is caused by radiation, it's caused by pesticides, all of these things that we try to counter and undo. And here they are throwing more toxins into these women. And on top of that, remember we covered the story earlier this week that they're really upset because a lot of women are not getting their follow-up radiation treatments. Yeah, we're getting nuked up and down, right, left, and center from Japan, maybe Nebraska, maybe Los Alamos in the TSA scanners. They have the street scanners. I mean, everything they're doing is to induce cancer in our little bodies or big bodies, depending on where we stand in that. And now Avastin, I mean, they're actually admitting that there's science that shows it doesn't work and it costs $88,000. And yet, who are these people pleading for Avastin? I'm seriously considering that this is just a ruse by the makers of Avastin to put up, you know, they have these front groups that are just like promoting certain things like breast cancer awareness, and they're funded by the maker of Avastin. And so you have these fake groups that say, we demand Avastin, $88,000 with money that who can afford it? Much less Obamacare, which is not going to be funded because they can't even fund the Food Safety Modernization Act at this point. Don, it's a scam, it's a sham, and it's just becoming more obvious if the New York Times is actually posting it.
Well, the interesting details about Avastin is that this was one of those drugs that got the accelerated approval back in 2008.
I remember, yeah.
And since then, they've done 5 randomized trials of it, and no trial has shown that Avastin prolongs life, improves the quality of life, and no trial showed that the drug delayed the progression of tumors to the same extent as the one trial that led to its accelerated approval.
Right.
So you got a drug here that doesn't do anything, yet somehow all of these people are begging and pleading for this drug not to be taken off the shelves.
See, that's why I say it's a scam. I think these are front groups that are just demanding approval of the drug, trying to sway the FDA in this case, who we're no fans of the FDA. And by the way, I mean, I thought I was looking for a reason to air that interview I did with Lionel from Canada yesterday, because I knew it was going to upset some people. Because here's a guy from the inside of the regulatory environment. He's not a health freedom guy. I mean, he questioned health freedom as well. But I thought it was very instructive to learn where people are at, because there are millions more people than there are people like us that believe in health freedom, that believe right. in the regulatory environment, both in the U.S. and Canada. They're still duped by it. And we need to really understand that consciousness, where that's coming from, in order to deal with them civilly. Because if you scream and cry and moan and bitch and complain at these people, they're just going to look at you like you're some kind of Yahoo. There's no way in. And I, you know, look, you know me, Don. I mean, I can get pretty passionate and hot under the collar about a lot of things, even angry. But at a certain point, that doesn't serve us if we're going to make some bridges to people and bring them on over to this side. I don't know if you got that, but I think a lot of people miss the point of that.
No, you are correct.
So we got Avastin, and of course we know Avastimates, it doesn't work. So abandon Avastin. Don't listen to the propaganda coming out from these front groups. And we should become aware that there are so many front groups on so many arenas that are promoting drugs, like the whole AIDS culture. You know, they're funded by Big Pharma to demand more money, more funding to find drugs for an immune deficiency disease that is due to drugs, including pharmaceutical drugs, which are killing people. That's another story. I don't have time to go into that right now. But I think that the main thing here with Avastin and breast cancer is remember the things we've been covering. The sunlight exposure, vitamin D, the selenium we talk about, and the silicon. Go back to listen to Christopher Barr's interview that I did with him last week on silica. A whole hour we did pretty much on silica to show you how strengthening the connective tissue is critical. And I reiterated the role of silica last hour, too, because of the rheumatoid arthritis scenario where we had that call with the elbow, the cartilage completely degraded. And, you know, I really believe you can regenerate this stuff. There are ways to do it. It's not the shortcut. It's not the fast route. Surgery's faster, or replacing body parts is faster. But come on, you know, if there's an economic collapse, there is no way you have access to any of that. What are you going to do? My message in the article I'm working on right now is about that. How do you prepare yourself if you don't have a doc in the box or a surgeon at every corner, and there's no money in Obamacare, and you don't have any money either to pay for it? What are you going to do then? You got to come back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, because where else are you going to learn this stuff? All right, was that me being cocky, Don? I'm sorry.
Oh, well, you're allowed. It's your show. You can do whatever you want.
Well, throw me some other stories. We got a few minutes before we're going to bring Bill Stanton up. So you got anything in the hopper there?
Well, you know, here's an interesting one. What would you think about a story that says non-smoking women are at obesity risk?
Non-smoking women? You mean not?
Yeah.
Non-smoking women are at obesity risk. Yes. Does somebody pay for that?
First paragraph of this story: women who have never taken a puff of a cigarette are more likely to suffer from obesity and die of its associated illnesses
right.
than their smoking counterparts.
Oh, well, that's easy. I mean, you've got these women that are obese, of course, are chromium deficient. Therefore, they're always having to eat and crave. Now, what you do as a smoker is you replace that chromium with the cigarette, the addiction. You see that? It fulfills that desire, that craving. So rather than eat, you're going to smoke. And so,
Well, here's the thing that got me on this, though.
Yeah.
If you go with the headline, it almost sounds like they're saying
promote
women
smoking.
Need to smoke.
Yeah. Well, women need to smoke to stay skinny, right?
If you don't smoke, you're going to die of obesity.
The French paradox again. The smoking, right? The skinny women in France or whatever. Do they? Yeah. I won't even get into shaving habits, but I mean they're skinnier. So it's all because of smoking.
Yeah. Now, the research is suggesting that the declining numbers of female smokers over the past few decades may also have had a direct impact on rising weight problems. Now, I've heard a lot about people that they don't want to stop smoking because they gain weight.
Right. Yes. Well,
however, this article, I don't know how it almost seems really wrong, because it would almost seem like it's encouraging people to smoke so that they don't get fat and don't die of obesity related illnesses.
This is what it's come down to in modern medicine and in pharmaceutical pseudoscience and big government. It's like, well, we haven't figured out this obesity thing, so we'll just throw in the towel and tell women to smoke, because smoking is legal. It's regulated by the FDA. And of course, we make a lot of money from smokers who become sick anyway.
Gotta love those cigarettes. That's always a fun topic, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, of course, we cover it like nowhere else. We cover it like nowhere else. So
did you hear the latest about Johnson & Johnson?
Johnson & Johnson. We're not talking about Randy Johnson, the retired pitcher. We're talking about...
the musty odor has stricken again.
You know, they got some musty odor problems there. Why don't we just send Bill Tufts over there with some Arch TKO? It would solve their problem.
Yep, 60,000-plus bottles of extra-strength Tylenol have been recalled again. I don't know what it is with these guys, but they just can't seem to get a handle on the stinky pill bottles that they're sending out all over the country.
Well, maybe God's trying to send them a message, because with every recall of J&J's Tylenol, more people get healthy, less people die of liver and kidney failure.
This is true.
Yeah,
this
is
true. And I heard something. It had something to do with some kind of fungus or something, or something that was causing the odor problem. Which actually reminds me, there was another story.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that your dishwasher
can
be a perfect growing place for very deadly and dangerous mold?
Yeah, it's everywhere now. Of course, you can be living in the Arctic Circle. You got a dishwasher. You got a mold problem. I mean, it's just the nature of mold to live in those moist environments. They don't get cleaned up a lot. Hey, I'm coming back again to Arch TKO. If you have that delimiting at home and spray it on there, you can clean it off very, very easily, the mold. And, of course, it is dangerous, and I would encourage people to do that. They have that at the Natural News Store, too. So that's something that if you haven't taken advantage of that, do get that. That's, one of the survival tools and medicines and cleaning agents of the future.
Well, and when I saw this story, I think a lot of people don't think of their dishwasher as being something dangerous, because you think that you put the dishes in there and the hot water's running through it. But they actually collected samples from 189 dishwashers in 18 countries, and 56% had the black yeast in it.
The black mold, the Aspergillus niger, I believe.
Yeah. That's dangerous stuff.
It is. It's very dangerous. You don't want to inhale that stuff. So absolutely, clean it up properly. You don't need chlorine bleach unless you're working for Tyson Chicken. And of course, that's something coming up later.
Use chlorine gas.
No, I don't recommend that. Get some Delimonene from Orange TKO or from Natural News, their store. You'll be good to go. Listen, we got to take a break here. Don, appreciate throwing out all those extra stories in there. We are about to be joined by my dear friend Bill Stanton, a nutritional expert, and this guy's been around since the beginning, 1999 when I started. He's been with me that long, so I'm glad to have him back on board. We're going to cover a lot of issues, detoxification, inflammation. We'll take on Big Pharma as well. You're going to love it. I know I will. I'll be right back with more Powerful Healing after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Welcoming back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, one of my dearest and oldest friends, and going back so far, right to the beginning in 99 when we used to do radio in Atlanta. My dear friend, nutritional expert in Atlanta, his name is Bill Stanton, and we'll tell you how to connect with him. But Bill, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Scott, it's always great to be with you, and I'm excited to talk to you.
Well, I'm glad to have you on my Natural News radio stream during the week as well, because I love to have everybody learn about you and all the things you do. And any of our listeners up in the North Georgia, Atlanta area, they'll definitely want to come see you. Now, Bill, I was talking about pain last hour pretty extensively. One of the issues, of course, that comes up all the time is toxins, toxicity, liver congestion, all the things that when these toxins accumulate in the tissue, they create inflammation and pain. But, you know, they're going to the docs and getting more toxins.
Well, that's right, because if you go into the docs, you're going to get drugs. And drugs equal chemicals, and chemicals equal toxicity. And the human liver is simply not designed to detoxify chemicals. Now, true, the liver can, everybody's different, and, you know, a lot of people are taking drugs and they're not detoxifying, and they're just bioaccumulating in their livers and in their system. And all that's doing is increasing total body inflammation. And the more inflammation, more pain.
Yes.
And these are one of the classic causes of toxicity, believe it, is medical drugs. So,
yes.
You name it. And I think besides that, everybody is essentially a toxic cesspool of not only a lot of drugs and environmental chemicals, but even body toxins that are being produced by your own body that your body has to process. Because
yeah.
Every time you don't get enough nutrients and you generate free radicals in your tissues, these are seriously inflammatory toxins that are sequestered in your body tissues. If you don't get enough beta-carotene or carotenoids, if you don't get enough vitamin C, if you didn't get enough vitamin E, this all comes from eating a good quality diet. And most people in America are nutritionally deficient. And as you know, you don't get any of this, these kinds of issues with the medical doctors.
Yeah.
They're not testing for nutrients.
No, they're not. And also the other thing, Bill, when I see people that have fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, they call it the CFIDS, I without question, they always have some kind of toxic metal burden, a lot of mercury and other things. But you talk about the additional toxic assault of these heavy metals that don't belong in the body.
Well, and who's testing for heavy metals? I mean, not the mainstream. And they don't really know anything about these issues we're discussing now. They don't have any ICD-9 codes in health insurance to submit.
Yes.
So whether or not they knew about it or whether or not they wanted to do a heavy metal check or do some kind of body testing for toxicities, it's just out of sight, out of mind. Most of them are not prepared for this. They don't have time in 5 or 10 minutes. They can't submit anything to insurance. So toxicity is a major issue that's creating pain and that's generating inflammation, which is, as you know, Scott, the driver for the disease process. The more inflammation, the more pain. And if you want to get higher inflammation, then look at the toxicity, the entire toxicity level of all these different types of toxicity, and there's your inflammation right there.
Well, exactly. And you know, the thing about the detox pathways, we've learned so much over the years. You know, my background with homeopathic medicine, working with detox and drainage, as well as now increasing whatever means we have nutritionally to increase glutathione levels, cellular glutathione, liver detox, all of these things contribute, whether we use whey protein, whether we increase our selenium levels. All of these things are critical, and they have to counteract all of the misinformation and toxic influx, as you said, of the medical establishment.
And, you know, I check glutathione levels in everybody and vitamin C. And I have seen people go through severe detoxification reactions when you upregulated their glutathione production because they had so much chemistry, so much drug, so much heavy metals and mercury and lead tied up in their body. When you generate glutathione at higher levels, they go through severe detoxification, which is really, it's paradoxical, it's a healing crisis, but it's a good thing, because if these toxins sit in your tissues, you're going to end up with some chronic disease or diseases, but primarily cancer and heart disease, but also Alzheimer's and senile dementia, which is a major issue, or autoimmune diseases.
Right.
All of these things are the result of these higher levels of these environmental toxins and body-produced toxins that are just the result of a shutdown of your liver and kidneys' ability to eliminate these toxins because of overload.
Yeah, you're right.
And nobody knows it.
No, what you raise, though, is a real challenge for all of us that are trying to help people to get well, is that we know what it takes to get well, but oftentimes the healing process can be brutal, you know, pulling these things out of the body. Now, it's not everybody that has it as brutal as others, but as you recognize, if the burden is big enough and you increase the glutathione levels, you want to do it in a gradual way so that they can tolerate the positive response that the body has and the appropriate response. And so that's a tricky thing as we go, and that's where we have to individualize each person to find out how fast we can go with them.
Well, that's right. Too much of a good thing, which is increased glutathione, for example, can cause a severe healing crisis and put people in all kinds of reactions like severe headaches, severe muscle pain, severe fatigue. But all that means is that's the answer right there, that their body's on overload and they weren't detoxifying all these environmental chemicals. And if you release too much too fast, you can really freak somebody out because they don't really understand this process. And glutathione is the number one detox molecule in the body.
Right, and it's selenium dependent, and of course there are other precursors, nutritional precursors we can take to increase it. And you know, you'd love this, Bill. I just interviewed Dr. Rath. I finally got to meet him in person at the Natural Products Association marketplace, and we really didn't go into the science because there's so much that I've covered and we've covered on it. But it was really fascinating because he revealed the lineage of the modern pharmaceutical industrial complex back to IG Farben and Nazi Germany, all to the control of the entire European Union is controlled by the pharmaceutical complex right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you make me flash back when we interviewed Dr. Rath in 05 in Anaheim at the show.
You remember that?
And I remember it very vividly because at that time I questioned him about his 1987 circulation published study on LPA, which is, we're talking now about vitamin C, because vitamin C is the most important aqueous antioxidant in the body, and almost everybody I test is severely deficient in vitamin C now that we have this VitaCheck C test, and it's really disconcerting that everybody out there is missing probably the single most important nutrient of all, which is vitamin C. And as you remember, Dr. Rath's early on experiments with guinea pigs showed that their arteries deteriorated completely if you took guinea pigs off of vitamin C, because they're like we are humans, they have to have it in their diet. And he proved how severely the arteries would continuously degenerate until you had full-blown arterial disease, cardiovascular disease, the establishment is calling cholesterol.
Yeah, exactly, which is completely sending you off on a witch hunt for something that doesn't cause it, that keeps you alive long enough to have a problem later on. But we also know that the inflammation is the source of the arterial, you know, starting point where we have the damage is being repaired, collagen. Mm-hmm. There's all other kind of things. These are life-saving measures. But when you have no warning and you don't know to change your lifestyle and bring these nutrients back in, you end up in a heap of trouble later on in life. And he acknowledged these toxins as well as a source for all these different diseases, whether it be going down to cancer, whether it be going to cardiovascular disease. So the pathways are clear as far as what we need to do to address it. And as I talk about pain, you know, last hour we continue that discussion a little bit. Mm-hmm. In this hour, we realize that the methods by which we heal all come back to the natural methods and understanding the metabolic pathways of the body and saying, well, how do we get it working again? And it's just not that difficult.
Well, it's really not. If you, especially if you have the right diagnostics and you're running the right diagnostics and you're looking at the right issues, which I haven't seen anybody yet with a prescription drug deficiency.
Yes. Have you? Yeah, no, not yet. Still looking, can't find it.
You can't find what you're not looking for.
Right.
And in allopathic medicine now, they're not looking for what they need to be looking for, which are all these nutritional deficiencies that cause blocked pathways and blocked detox pathways.
Yep.
And then all people are doing is just sequestering higher and higher levels of all these chemical toxins. The government, the United States government, has already proven that the average American is walking around with 147 fat-soluble chemicals in their body fat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nobody in the medical establishment that I see is attending to this or has anything to say about it as if it's out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
And to me, it's everything, because we already know that the great majority of these chemicals are carcinogens, and they're causing the greatest scourge of the 20th and now 21st century, which is cancer.
Yeah, it's huge.
And nobody's paying any attention to it. And my clients tell me that when they ask their oncologist, but doctor, you know I have cancer and all of that, but what are the underlying causes of my cancer? What is still in my body right now? What are the toxins, for example? And they're saying, well, we really don't even know what's causing cancer yet.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, that's incredible.
Isn't
because
it?
For the last 40 years, we've been seeing published study after published study on all these chemicals as carcinogens or cancer-causing compounds, the ultimate toxins in the body that are altering the genetic expression of our cancer genes and creating cancer and autoimmune diseases and everything else.
Right, right.
And it's completely out of sight, out of mind, but the government knows this, and the medical establishment, really, they do know it. They just don't have any ICD-9 codes and insurance for it. That's all.
Well, and we see the growth of the medical industrial complex in the government with the passage of Obamacare, which, you know, some people were welcoming and thinking it would bring some kind of insurance relief, but it's completely 100% allopathic, same insurance codes. There is no detoxification involved. There is no selenium. There is no vitamin C. There are no far infrared saunas in this. So it becomes more of toxicity and disease management, and we've already had that. I mean, we needed to do something different, and they didn't.
No, they didn't do anything different. It's business as usual. It's more of the same old insurance system, the same old medicine, the same old everything. And all that's going to do is continue to proliferate the disease process, and people are going to get continuously sicker quicker even.
Yeah.
Because until they deal with the toxicity issue, and I'm talking primarily about heavy metal toxicity and chemical toxicity, it's really obvious now that the average American is chock full of environmental chemicals, and nobody is paying any attention to this. And this is the major cause of all the diseases, especially cancer, and all the new diseases. And until the medical establishment is willing to deal with this and start the process of extracting these chemicals out of people, then we're just going to continue to go down this road of the disease process, which, you know, I really honestly wonder, do they want well people or do they want sick people?
Yeah, well, you have to ask the question. We're going to answer that question after this break. My dear friend Bill Stanton, nutritional expert in the Atlanta area, will tell you how you can see him a little bit later in the program today, talking about all kinds of things, especially removing the toxins that are the source of all the inflammation and disease that we're dealing with, at least on a physiological level, but we can take it to other places as well. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show through Natural News Radio, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, and robertscottbell.com. We'll be back after this.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here, inviting you to check out the Natural News Store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com. and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott. He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Rocking the health world today with my good friend Bill Stanton, and we continue this discussion of toxins and disease. And I'm looking in the news and I'm seeing something on the New York Times here in their Business Day section where breast cancer patients are pleading for Avastin approval, an incredibly toxic drug. How expensive is it a year, this Avastin?
I think it's upwards of $80,000 or $90,000 a year.
Yeah, and of course, there's no evidence in breast cancer of an Avastin deficiency, as we talked about drug deficiencies, and so we have a whole culture that has been programmed into believing that the only thing that can save them are toxins, are drugs themselves. When we recognize, if you change your diet, lifestyle, and detox, you eliminate the expression of cancer later in life because you're removing the real cause.
Scott, this is such a tragedy that's ongoing here in America with breast cancer, and women have just been completely brainwashed to oncology as if they have the answers. They only have the answers for early stage breast cancers, and I've had breast cancer patients to come in here and tell me that they've had as much as $500,000 or more extracted from their insurance in order to be treated. This is absurd.
Amazing.
This is the reason why the health care is completely out of control and is breaking America, because they've been allowed to get this kind of money out of people's insurance under the false pretense that if you have a metastasized stage 3 cancer, the chances that any of these expensive drugs or procedures are going to cure you is almost nil, and they know that.
Yeah.
It's all about the money.
Yeah, the control and the monopoly. But you know what? It's payback time for the doctors. Did you hear about this? They just found out in Obamacare, this was also in the New York Times last Monday, I covered the story yesterday, that they're putting like secret shoppers, mystery shoppers. They're having the government agents, pretend to be patients. They're calling up doctors and talking to the doctor's offices and trying to entrap them into certain billing errors because, a lot of the doctors are dropping out of the system. They say, we can't handle all the regulations, the Medicare, the Medicaid, all the coding. They can't do what they know, even if they want to do something that's right and good. They can't. So it's become like a Stasi type, you know, East German medical system under Obamacare. This is where they're going.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, they've really hit the wall on the entire medical system. I think it's absolutely absurd and ridiculous that they would push women, for example, you brought up Avastin, and I just can't believe that they can put this kind of money, a price, on a drug, and then tell all these women that they have to have it, you know, that they can't. They're not going to survive without it. When usually these cancer drugs are approved because, as opposed to the control group, the experimental group on the drug got an extra 3 or 4 months of life. And you've probably seen that yourself.
Yeah.
And for that small amount of additional life before death, they're approving these drugs at these most outrageous, ungodly, unbelievable prices. And if the insurance companies are paying for these drugs, it's still breaking the system because where's the money going to come from?
Well, exactly. It's a bankrupt system to begin with. It's even more bankrupt than the way they've changed it. And, of course, those 3 months may not be quality at all, whereas we know how to reverse these things or prevent them altogether in the beginning. But, again, we come back to the story of toxins, that which no government, and I don't care whether it was a Republican or a Democrat administration, has acknowledged the source of all these diseases. They're still locked in to the allopathic chemicalization of all life on planet Earth as a solution, yet it is the problem.
Well, you know, I really believe that allopathy or standard medical in America has banned prevention of disease. Because as long as we have this insurance system, and as long as we have the setup we do now, there is no incentive to keep people healthy. Because until you are sick with an insurance card, you're not going to a doctor. And so why do they want healthy people? I don't believe this is a conspiracy theory. I think this is just a hardcore fact of life that there's been no incentive ever since the inception of medical insurance to do anything to keep people healthy. And that's the whole problem in America now. And people don't know how to stay healthy. They don't know how to eat correctly. They don't know how to take natural medicines. They don't know how to detoxify their bodies. Mm. All they're doing is sitting around waiting, paying their monthly insurance until, you know, boom, they have a problem and they go in, and now they're going to get a drug to treat the end-stage symptoms. This is not the way health should be generated in America. If we really want to control health care costs, we're going to have to go back to prevention, and that's what we're not doing.
Right, right. Now, I had a call last hour I took about rheumatoid arthritis and someone whose basically cartilage is gone in the elbow, and they're looking at, do I have to have a prosthesis? What am I going to do? You know, and how is it that Americans, we're so smart, right? We're the top of the food chain, or so we thought we were. We can't even keep our skeletal system intact over the life of our body. And you know, we talk about nutrients replenishing the silica especially. We overconsume the calcium, which we really don't need. We're looking to use magnesium, boron, other things to rebuild the bone, but clearly, the ability to restore connective tissue and reduce inflammation via detox, via increasing EPA, DHA, the essential fats as well. So many techniques that we don't ever have to resort to COX-2 inhibiting drugs at all, which are very liver toxic and cardiovascular toxic as well.
And, you know, for that matter, you don't even need COX-2 drugs anymore because there's been so much investigations into what I feel number one medical herb and most important preventative herbal medicine there is, which is turmeric. And turmeric is a COX-2 inhibitor. In fact, it actually quells all forms of inflammation. If people were to take turmeric, especially the new high-potency absorption forms of turmeric, who would ever need any more COX-2 inhibitor drugs like
Celebrex now.
Yeah.
Well, Vioxx is dead, but Celebrex is still doing its damage out there. So, yeah, exactly. Pfizer can stuff it. We've got curcumin. We've got turmeric. Yeah. We've got these things that are actually working to reduce inflammation. And then, again, bringing in the nutrients that are necessary for rebuilding the integrity of the connective tissue, the skeletal system.
Well, and this is all about you can't find what you're not looking for.
Yeah.
You have to know these nutrients. You have to know how to test for these nutrients. You have to know which nutrient and how much you need to supply to this person. And nobody's getting any of this in the medical establishment now. And we already known for years and years that the NSAID drugs are actually
causing arthritis and causing cartilage degeneration.
Right.
I mean, this person that's got an elbow degeneration, how many ibuprofens have they taken?
Yep. Good point.
Probably hundreds of thousands even.
Yeah.
Or
certainly
because where did this come from? I mean, these are latter day 20th century, 21st century diseases and syndromes which, you know, didn't used to exist.
Yeah, I mean, wearing out our body parts in the 50s and the 60s and the 40s and the 30s. And we're seeing autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis in younger, even kids and teenagers. And, of course, when the immune system starts to attack your cells are really corrupted. And rather than shutting down your immune system, let's restore integrity to your cells.
Well, I mean, they've been doing a 60 or 70-year experiment now with chemical farming. And all that has yielded is food that is nutritionally inferior, extremely inferior in many cases, refined food, refined carbohydrates, food that's full of all kinds of agricultural chemicals and pesticides and herbicides. And it's just a grand experiment to see what's going to happen, everybody. And we see what's happened.
Yeah.
People are sick. People are degenerated. People's cartilage is degenerating. People are getting breast cancer, you know, the dread disease now of all women. And nobody's talking about, you know, what do you do to prevent breast cancer? It's just how do you, you know, treat it? And when you get it, you go to the doctor and let them give you chemotherapy and radiation. You know, but as far as where all this came from, that's really where the breakdown is. There is no prevention, and we've got plenty of evidence and plenty of medical evidence of where all this stuff is coming from, but nobody is paying any attention to it, and nobody is being told, this is what you need to eat, this is what you don't need to eat, this is how you need to detoxify all these chemicals. You bought the natural medicines you need to take to reduce your inflammation without any side effects, like
right.
Vioxx, for example, you know, 160,000 people or something like that. It's ridiculous what they're not doing that we've got all the evidence for, and the National Institute of Health knows this.
Yeah, the science is there. The publications are there to back up what we're saying, but when we talk about the authorities and the official story, they're protecting themselves, they're protecting their monopoly and their industry, but it is crumbling before all of our eyes. Now, the problem I see is the people that are dependent upon it have grown dependent upon it because of hypnosis, if you will, drug-induced hypnosis, are going to be in trouble because this cannot sustain itself much longer. People already can't afford it, and there's no money in the government to pay for it. They're already cutting back on things that they're being forced to cut back on. And so there's going to be a disaster for all those millions of people who are still hoodwinked by the allopathic monopoly medicine system. The things you're doing, the things we're doing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that Mike Adams is writing about at Natural News, I mean, this is where people are going to have to come for this information.
Yeah, because how many women out there without health insurance could afford Avastin? The whole issue here about these ultra-expensive drugs is predicated on we're going to get your insurance company to pay for it.
Right.
And when that happens, all that's doing is increasing the rate of inflation of health insurance. Right now, it's estimated at 4 to 6 times the rate of inflation, the actual rate of inflation, and it's totally out of control now. But the only reason they're producing drugs that are this outrageously expensive is because of health insurance. Because
yep.
Without that, nobody out there can afford these drugs, and there has to be another way. And
mm-hmm.
Of course, you and I know there is another way, and you can cure cancer, and you can cure cancer at home.
Yes.
And you can cure cancer for pennies on the dollar versus what they're trying to extract out of you and the system. And
yes.
it's a tragedy because even if you have good insurance, you're still going to end up with $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 out of pocket. And who can afford that?
Right. And I've often said, Bill, that sometimes the most dangerous thing you can have is good insurance because that guarantees some invasive therapies that can kill you. Whereas if you don't, they're going to go, oh, no, we're not doing that. There's no money there. And you'll actually live longer
in
many cases.
You know, if they see you with good insurance, all they want to do is just run the table on your insurance card.
Yep.
And you're going to always end up with all these extra expenses that weren't covered. And now the creditors are calling you.
Yes.
You know, now
yes.
The lawyers are sending you threatening letters if you don't pay up.
Right, right.
And everybody's going broke just because of these medical expenses. But the real point is what's really wrong with people is not these drug deficiencies that the medical establishment is making out.
Yeah.
It,
And it's really about how toxic everybody is that's generating all these diseases and all these syndromes that nobody knows, because they're going to the doctors and they're not being told this, and they're not being given any kind of diagnostics to show them what we already have proven and what the American government has proven. They're all loaded with these environmental chemicals that are causing our cancer.
Yes, yes. And even as they acknowledge that to some degree, they continue right on poisoning the people with these toxins. We're going to take a break here. My good friend Bill Stanton's fired up as we get together here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got one more segment to bring you some more good news of how to detox from these poisons, as well as promoting your health. We'll talk about some specifics after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, cranking it up for one more segment with Bill Stanton. And Bill, before I forget, you're still out there in Atlanta in the Stone Mountain, Snellville area, out Highway 78. And
that's right.
Those of my listeners up there through Natural News are all over the world, in fact, maybe up there near you, may want to come to see you. Can you give everybody your phone number, those that want to contact you?
Yeah, contact me at 678-344-7338. I have an office and a private practice in Lilburn, which is between Snellville and Stone Mountain in Atlanta area.
Yeah, 678-344-7338. Now, Bill, we are talking toxicity. There's been added burdens of toxicity and inflammation, mm-hmm. inflammatory components because of the radioactive issue from Fukushima. But even before that, you've had experience with people coming to you dealing with these radioactive issues if they were simply living near nuclear plants, have you not?
I have, and I have seen the worst, which is if you can do the right kind of testing for radioactive isotopes, which I can with the technology I'm using, we found some people, including children, that were loaded with these radioactive isotopes from apparently gestational reasons. In other words, the mother was highly poisoned without knowing it with these radioactive isotopes and gestated their offspring, their children, under the influence of radiation, which carried through, and we now have some technology to detoxify these radioactive isotopes And it's a critical issue because this is just one more type of toxicity that is not being dealt with in the medical establishment, and it's a major, major issue, Scott.
Yeah, it is, it's growing. I mean, between Fukushima, now we're seeing the nuclear plant in Nebraska surrounded by water being flooded, fires threatening Los Alamos nuclear research facility. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this kind of energy is good. It's like I said to my producer yesterday, I said, do you think God's trying to tell us something? I mean, come on. You know, with the earthquake and a tsunami and now all of these things coming on, we need to move beyond this. And, of course, there are serious issues. We actually have a call on this, Don is telling me. Stand by, Bill. Let's go ahead. Don, run that call now.
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from Massachusetts. I was wondering if, in your opinion, I should stop feeding my children beef and raw milk from grass-fed cows due to the radiation. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Lisa, I want to thank you for that call. And, of course, this is something that's been of great concern. We've been covering it here ever since the Fukushima disaster began to make news. And, of course, we have been eating lower on the food chain since that time. We've really cut out most dairy products, unfortunately. I mean, some of my listeners, you know, you do very well on raw dairy products because they had detected 200 times the level of radiation in them. Now, of course, we've got our whole family on the homeopathic EMF detox formula that I work with King Bio to develop there to help remove some of these things. We've got to hit it with energy as well as increasing selenium levels, increasing seaweed intake. And, Bill, you were also talking about technology that you run in your office to help counteract. In fact, you know, off the air, you were telling me about a person that came to you that had high levels of radiation just from being near a nuclear plant in Ontario, Canada.
That's right. And her two children turned out to have very high levels of strontium-90, cesium-137, some uranium forms. Fortunately, we were able to detoxify these critically dangerous toxins because both were showing for possible leukemias. And the way we detoxified them was with zeolite, which is a specific form of zeolite, which actually can detoxify heavy metals and strontium and cesium, which are also radioactive heavy metals. And I think it's become evident now that, especially with Fukushima, that we're being exposed to much higher levels of radiation than we ever dreamed of, and we don't know it because it's silent, but
yes,
it's silent but deadly.
Invisible, and of course, when you have Obama and the rest of the government officials saying, don't do anything, nothing to see here, move along. Of course, we've learned from history, when they say everything's good, it's probably the opposite.
Well, especially in this particular case, because this is actually an assault on the nuclear industry itself.
Yeah.
In other words, a lot of people now are questioning, especially people that live near nuclear reactors, but am I really safe? Has the government really level with me about what I might be exposed to in close proximity to these nuclear power plants? And I think the answer is we've known for 30 years that strontium-90, for example, which is being released from nuclear plants, it ends up in the grass. The cows eat the grass. Strontium-90 has an affinity for the bones and calcium. It ends up in the bones. It ends up in the milk. Ends up in the cow's meat and beef. And we just don't understand that this has been going on for some time, and it's apparently gotten a lot worse because you have evidence yourself about milk or this lady that called in about how much radioactivity is ending up in the milk.
Right.
I don't know. It's every man for himself now to try to figure these things out, but it's there.
Yeah, we have to dig for the sources because the official sources are protecting the official story, which is protecting the officials, which, you know, is not doing a lick of good for the people in this case. So we have to take the strategies now as if it is disastrous to protect and defend ourselves. And the worst case scenario, Bill, is that if nothing was happening, we'd all be healthier just because we're doing things that are going to protect us anyway.
Well, you know, there are things that people, especially people that are concerned about this, can do. You just go to the health food store and you buy sodium alginate, which absorbs radiation, or you buy zeolite, which absorbs radiation, and or you take kelp tablets, which is loaded with sodium alginate and can help to absorb. These are anti-radiation pills, and of course
iodine, this specific form of iodine, potassium iodide, which will detoxify radioactive iodine 131. But these are simple, cheap, easy, safe, and highly, highly effective detox procedures for radioactivity that people need to know. These products are readily available, they're cheap, and they're safe, and they work. It's been proven. These things work, and people just need to know. The word needs to get out because the government and the medical establishment are not giving this information.
Yeah.
It's critical information. It's critical radioactivity detoxification, because we're all being exposed to much more than we ever have been told or ever even imagined, because, as we say, it's silent but deadly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, these are the strategy. I'm also, you know, integrating far infrared heat sauna to help remove these heavy metals as well, fat soluble toxins.
Right.
We've talked about more aggressive chelation therapies, particularly some that are really have an affinity for some of these radioactive heavy metal isotopes, so to speak. Of course, homeopathic medicine. We use the EMF detox as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are things we can do and should be doing in a preventive manner. And as you see, because of the technology you have access to, these things are happening in just everyday people. And all that we started with toxins, we've just expanded the definition to understand the threats are there. Childhood leukemia is going to be on the rise. I've got word, and I don't have definitive numbers yet. I'm working on that in the Pacific Northwest, that the infant mortality rates are now skyrocketing in the Pacific Northwest of North America. You know, this is not an accident. This is what's happening.
And this is pursuant to our original discussion earlier about toxicity in general, and how it's out of sight, out of mind. Nobody is being given any types of diagnostic information regarding any types of toxicity. And there's multiple forms of toxicity. The one we're talking about right now is really the most deadly of all.
Yeah.
And the only thing that I think that actually can trump mercury and mercury in our bodies is radiation in our bodies. And they're both deadly. And we have technology now to get all of these dangerous toxins, these cancer-causing toxins that are also generating all these autoimmune diseases. We have technology to get these toxins out of people's bodies, but nobody knows.
Yeah.
This is the whole problem. You know, if everybody in America would listen to you, Robert Scott Bell, then they would know. And this is what has to happen, and somehow or another, mainstream America is going to have to wake up that these toxins are there, they're killing us, they're killing our children, and we have technology to get these toxins out, and we need to do it straightway. Without further ado, we need to get these toxins out of our body.
Yeah, and we need the freedom to discuss these things openly and help people who are ready to be helped. But right now, the environment is such that if you put a shingle up and claim that you can do all of these things, there's big trouble at hand. And that's wrong, because the trouble is coming from the other side here. So I appreciate, Bill, all the insight and information you have. Once again, those that would like to see Bill, he's a fantastic, fantastic gifted healer and nutritionist, and as well as he has access to technologies that are very helpful in recovery here. His number 678-344-7338. I'll have the links up as well at robertscottbell.com. And if you're already getting the newsletter through naturalnewsradio.com, great. If not, put your email address in there. You'll get those updates with all the links to the stories that we cover and the solutions that we bring out, despite the government denying that they're even problems.
Robert Scott Bell, you and Mike Adams are my heroes. And I can't thank you enough for everything you're doing for America, to inform America about all of these issues that are so dangerous but yet so easily dealt with if you just have the right information. You're my hero, Scott, and I can't thank you enough for what you're doing for America.
Bill, you're a good friend, and I appreciate your integrity always and your passion for healing and bringing this out as well. When we get together, it always ramps up into a good way and a good place. And I look forward to having you on again real soon. That's Bill Stanton here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Lots more healing to happen. We're going to sign off for the day, and I'm going to remind you, as I do every day, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica,
as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.